This is CliffCentral.com.
It's music of Dondada, who's hanging out with us in the studio right now. Welcome to the show, sir.
Oh, man, thank you for having me, bro.
Cliff Central loves you.
Oh, man, I love Cliff Central, right?
You were here, what was it, like a week ago or something?
Like a month ago, right, when I was on Old School in them show.
Yeah, Capital.
Man, on the
so
rap
you part. Good?
I'm nice, man, I'm
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, one of my producers, Duncan, the pervert of the office.
Yeah.
He made me listen to... He made me listen to your freestyle. I was like, yo, we have to bring this man back.
Thank you, man.
This man has to come back. Now, one of the things is tradition here. It's tradition for us to just, when you walk in, to just bless us with... Just, you know, a few words.
Afternoon like cartoon. I came back like courtroom. They say my time came too soon. And the rest of these dudes is fools and buffoons and goons. True, but I ain't never got no silver spoon. I just did what I do. I had to make it. King like David. Man, they threw him in the snake pit. Threw him out naked. I'm just messing with you. From the heart, how I start. And when I paint a perfect picture, it's just art. Dilly the part. I miss you on the deathbed, and that's what the ref said. Cause life ain't fair like the UFC, and life ain't never had no referee. I'm trying to reach my own destiny, get the best of me. The rest of these niggas wanna see me rest in peace. Dang. Why they wanna see me gone, son? I mean, I try to get on one, and I ain't on one like Drake, make no mistake. I got a daughter to feed, I'm trying to break out the steak. Round table with my made mans, sit back writing rhymes with the blood in the pen. Sip a fifth of the hand. Came back for the real, not for ones who pretend. That's my mans, and I love him though. And that's my girl, she give me kiss like we standing under mistletoe. I'm on a mission, yo. And I'm about to kill the gang, dog. Chokehold submission, yo.
Straight up, we're hanging out with Dondada, ladies and gentlemen. And he just gave us nice one.
Bless.
This is what we like. We like it when MCs come in here and they're confident and comfortable enough to just start spitting.
Yeah, no doubt.
I suppose that's what hip-hop is about.
Yeah, dog, like, speaking your soul, dog. Like, yeah. I mean, you gotta be comfortable doing that, man. This is the job.
How long have you been doing this for?
Like, rapping from 13 years old. In
studio.
13
years ago. Old.
Yeah.
So you saw the beginning of gangsta rap.
Oh, yeah, man.
USA.
I saw, yeah, man. I cried for Tupac when he passed. I cried for Biggie, too, man. That was,
yeah.
You know, like, I was deep in hip-hop, man. Like, yeah. Prophets of the City, I seen them come up. Squatty Camp out here, man.
Oh,
that
nice.
That was, like, South African hip-hop changing. My boy Crazy Lou, he dropped the first hip-hop album in English, man, you know? That was
nice.
My boy way back in the day, so, yeah.
So you've been doing this for a while now.
Yeah.
Now, how do you stay interested in hip-hop this long?
I love it, dog. I love it. It's my passion. Like, if I don't make music, what else would I do? Like, okay, sitting in the office 9 to 5? Not really. I'd probably be in the studio as an engineer.
Yeah. There was a time, you know, you couldn't eat. You couldn't necessarily eat
out
of hip hop.
Yeah.
But now we're beginning to see guys are eating now.
No doubt.
How do you stay interested in hip hop when it wasn't necessarily feeding you?
Man, like I said, it's the passion about it, dog. Like, the way where I came from, man, like, my cousins and my older brothers and everybody, they loved hip-hop so much. That's all I ever heard in the house, dog. So, like, for me, it was, like, the biggest thing. To be, like, a rapper was, like, my biggest goal. It wasn't about money or anything. It was about skill levels. So that's how I approach it until now. Like, I feel money's by the way. It'll come.
Yeah.
But it's about your skill, dog. Like, keep on pushing your art. That's what it's about.
What are the MCs that you miss who are... Who are not mainstream that you miss?
Yeah.
Be it international or local.
Oh, man, Emphatic Tabs out here. My boy Action Bronson in the States, he's a killer. Dog, so many. Max B, homie's doing 75 years, man. You know, federal
75
time.
75 years.
Yeah, man. They didn't even come out with an album. It's like a mixtape king. It's like stack bundles, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there was a lot of dudes that never got a chance to shine.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of them, if given the proper chance, would have been great. Maybe hip-hop would have went in a different way. But who am I to say? I like where hip-hop is right now, dog. So, yeah.
So what are you doing as Dondada at the moment, music-wise? What are you working on?
Oh, I just finished off my album. That's available on iTunes. It's also Call of Tones for MTN and whatnot, man. Avant Garde. I'm pushing it right now, dog. I just came back from PE. I did a tour out there, man. Yeah. I'm pushing, man.
So in terms of the sound, what can we expect?
Everything. It's like a mixture from hip-hop, from boom-bap hip-hop to trap to reggae music. I got some, what you call it? Sorry, some like almost quiet type singing, dog. Ah. Like it's everything. It's everything. When I approached my album, I went with like all the influences that I heard in my house growing up.
Yeah.
And I wanted all of those type of elements in it, and that's what I feel I achieved.
If you weren't an MC, if you weren't a rapper, what would you be doing?
Engineer. I'd be an engineer, dog. I'd be listening to rappers. Like, for real. There's nothing else for me, man. I love music so, so much, dog. Like, it's a passion, dog. I can't even sleep without music playing.
Yeah, I hear you. We're hanging out with Don Dada. Let's take this.
It's O'Neal Africa. Funky Central.
Sunrise to shine on ya. Tell me more, I wanna know your heart. You brought me light. When I like this dog. I wanna try not to follow Khalil.
It's called 18. Don Dada, who are you working with on your new project in terms of the MCs or any notable names?
Well, I'm working with like no MCs. Okay. I'm alone, like by myself. My features is a homie called Devin DP. Uh-huh. He's killing it with the hook games and whatnot. I'm also working with Super Producer Raps. He did all of my production and he does a lot of features on there. He did Fifi Cooper.
Yeah.
And he did a lot of other MCs, man. Like, yo, very, very talented brother he is. So, yeah.
What do you think of the game right now? The music industry in general, not just hip hop?
Look, I feel like it's expanding, like, at a crazy rate, especially here in South Africa, dog. Like, if you look 5 years ago, there's a lot of opportunities that are opening for hip-hop artists and whatnot that wasn't there before, dog. Like, when Squatter Camp and them started, we didn't think we'd be dominating the summers and metros, you know? And now we are. So that is crazy to see that, like, especially in my own lifetime. Usually when people see change, it takes a couple of generations before. Yeah, this is very quick.
Do awards mean anything to you?
Nah, not really. Like, I know a homie, I'm not going to tell you who, though, but he uses them as doorstops. You know what I mean? Like, it's nice to get recognition, dog, but...
Yeah,
I do this for the love of the music and for people that vibe with my music, too. Awards is nice. It's nice. I'm not going to lie. I'd love one, but at the same time, it's not end-all, be-all of music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For you as an MC, how do you stay sharp?
I'm in the studio every day, dog. And, like, if I'm not writing my own songs, I write for other artists. Yeah, man, it's nice to challenge yourself and try and, like, pick up new flows and, like, write for a female MC.
Yeah.
That's, like, completely different vocal range and you're going to write in a completely different direction. So I like to do that type of stuff, yeah.
How important is it for you as a rapper to listen to others?
Like, it's a double-edged sword. Mm. I like listening to other rappers, like, just to... Like, I show love. It's hip-hop. I love hip-hop, so I like listening to it. But at the same time, you can get, like, caught in the race. Like, you know, like a dog chasing his tail. Like, you listen to people, and then you're trying to be like them and emulate what you're listening to. And then you miss being yourself. So it's a double-edged sword. I like to be myself, man. I listen to old school, though. I am still on Black Rob and B.I.G. in the whip. I'm old like that, yeah.
All right. In the background, we've got Bafana on keys. I've got Gina on keys.
Yeah.
We like to just every now and then just, you know, break into song.
No doubt.
And then just have them play a few keys. You let them know if you're feeling the vibe.
Oh,
and
man,
then
I'm
you just
it.
Play along, right?
Yeah.
Cool. We've got Don Dada and he's about to freestyle for us. Obviously, with the help of Junior and Bafana on keys.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they say everything that start gotta end. You started in the phones, gotta end in the bend. He started in the Ford, gotta end in the Benz. Look, I'm sorry for keeping game in suspense. Now my man's is back in the building. He was the kingpin, and look, he been building. Empire, his mind state. And mine is so great. I mean, I'm feeling great like the lakes that surround Chicago. Look, bravo, Ivan. One red. blood. Niggas talking like they stuck in the mud. I've been to a club and rocked out with illest of thugs. I saw, nah homie, I ain't gonna say it, it's all love. Look, I'm back on the track and homies always have my back. So when I talk about Joburg, I'm just putting real on the map. Look, I talk about Harare, that's just where my heart's at. And holla at my boy Shaw, now we came back, y'all. Holla at my girl Michelle, look, I'm about to raise hell. Came a long way to make my song play. Z-I-M, look, no paper pen, sipping on a little hen. Then I came back, I told you I'm a made man. I'm something like Frank Costello, my nigga. I mean, I'm on Sinatra, rapping to the opera. Matter of fact, I'm Bruce Lee with intercepting fist. The type of shit to slap you right out of the mist. Look, it's beautiful, right down the cuticle. They said they wanna box him in like working in the cubicle, but that would never happen. I'm back in live in action, the music always clapping, just like the cameras and hammers. Look, round of applause for the lords and all these niggas who love me. Look, take out your nah, hola, I ain't gonna say it, I'm king like David. I already made it, the words manifested, my people been invested. And if you ain't like me, I guess you swallowed your words and your lyrics was molested. Hold up, nah, I'm joking, dog. I got the game fucking open, dog.
Hold on, hold on. The man says he loves his old school, so let's do this.
Boom, back. Now all of these niggas is talking facts like they wiggity wiggity whack, trying to bring that shit back. Wait, hold up, these niggas running on the track. I got Joburg on my back and I'ma bring that shit back. Hold up, wait, I'm heavyweight, let me meditate, demonstrate. Nigga, this is Murder 8. Look, homie, I'm the early bird, catch the worm. And these boys gotta learn, I'm dead to the game, they small spurn by the burn. Court is adjourned, it's fire in the room. Life is short and I laugh at cartoons. Dark room, my time came too soon. I'm a pharaoh talking out of his tomb. Look, these niggas, look, they need to catch it with who? Nigga, I'm on blast and I zoom. I'm on point like the fire on my joint. And I told these niggas it's not polite to point. But hold up, now give me your money, my niggas gon' wreck it. Look, you don't have to like it, but please respect it. Look, homie, I am back in the flesh. And Joburg niggas know that this shit, forget it. I'm feeling so nice, you take a chance with your life trying to throw dice. A perfect six, no tricks, these niggas buy the ticket like the clip from the Matrix. Okay, Neo, my niggas, my bad, yo. It's been a time since I freestyled, but still a nigga back like it's free wine. You said free wine? Okay, rewind. Shit. bring it back. Look. Matters of fact, matters of fact, these niggas don't rap. Matters of fact, look, they doing this shit like a hobby. My house got a lobby, my girl calling me Bobby. Cause she with me and she with me and she pretty and she taking a hit. We ride our city and she riding on my, hold up, look, my nigga I'm sick, but never gonna say it. I lay in the pit and I freestyle with the niggas that made it. Look, I got friends who got friends who got bends, who got bends and stack ends and bad girls who want them. But that's okay though, you Fredo, that pastor. My nigga call me Raps Master and I pastor. Back up on my old school, I told these homies I'ma school you. Look, yeah. My bad, my dad threw me off standing in the back. My bad, my dad threw me off, he got a little dank. Holla at my nan Frank.
Oh, is that your dad?
Yeah.
Nice.
Boom. Yeah. Tell me. It ain't nothing to a nigga like me. I'm old school G, pray for mercy like Virgin Mary. And they ain't messing. Hold up. Why you throwing me off, dad? You doing all types of things. Dang this thing.
He's taking pictures. Alright, cool. So let's do this. We're coming back.
Yeah.
Ladies love. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to O'Neill on Cliff Central.
Yeah, baby. With O'Neill Africa on Cliff Central. It's the city's number one DJ. It's invading your eardrum. O'Neill. With hottest exclusive. Amazing. Worldwide.
Girl, for the night. Girl, I know you want that. Girl, I know you want that.
It's fresh. It's called Crosses. This is Don Dada. Who's in production here?
Super producer Rabs, brother.
Nice. Now you're keeping it consistent.
Yeah, dog.
All right, so what are you up to this weekend?
Oh, man, I'm on a chill right now. I had my performance last night in Kentari. I'm going to some Comedy Central event tonight, man.
Okay.
Yeah, man, just going to go watch some and laugh a bit.
It looks like Kentari is the place on Thursdays, huh?
Yeah, it was turned up last night, man.
So you performed there last night?
Yeah, it was proper.
Were you with
man.
Your dad?
Yeah, of course. I roll with the big lion everywhere, dog.
Everywhere?
Yeah. They think we're brothers, that's, you know.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That is cool, man. Listen, always a pleasure hanging out with you. Please come back again and do this with us.
Oh, blessing, brother. Thank you for having me, yo.
Nah, man. Anytime. You're one of the good ones. It's easy to talk to you. It's easy to do this with you because you're fluid with the situation. You know, we prefer people who do music.
Yeah.
You know, the arts.
I understand 100%. Thank you, my brother.
Big up yourself, man.
And thank you to the brothers over here.
Yeah, that's
keys,
Junior
man.
On keys. That's Bafana on keys.
God, y'all killing it, dog.
Yeah.
Your name suits you, keys. Yeah, y'all killing it, dog. One love, Bafana.
So how do people get in touch with you?
You can catch me on social media, twitter.com/Don Dada Music, or facebook.com/Don Dada Music. Or if you want the music, you can catch me on iTunes. Just go and search Don Dada. My songs are all available on like the MTN platforms. There's caller tunes and ringtones and all of that. So you can hit me up on that as well. Just go onto your MTN Play Zone and search Don Dada.
Shout out to you, man. Big up yourself, Don Dada.
Blessing, brother.
We have one more guest joining us shortly. Find out who I am talking about. Remember, everything you heard here will be available as a podcast. That's 30 minutes on the other side of 4 p.m.
Anything you want, girl, I'm all that.
The music of BK is called No Dad. I don't know if you've been paying attention to Radio Across Board. She's dominating all charts. She's everywhere. She's here with us in the studio. We're blessed to have her in the studio. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm okay.
Cool. So, why is your chair back? You know these rappers. No, her chair is back. Like I.
It's more comfortable.
Yeah, I've never seen. This is the first time this has ever happened. So this is what you're doing to the game. You just come in and you change everything up.
I do what I want.
I see. Well, welcome to the show, mommy.
Thank you for having me.
What's been happening with you? Like besides the obvious, which is you're everywhere. Your music is playing everywhere. Everybody wants a piece of you, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose. What's happening with me right now, I'm just pushing BK, you know, just doing, you know, PR things here and there.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just pushing the EP, which dropped today, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, it dropped today?
Yeah, it dropped today, actually.
It's just an EP?
It's just an EP. It's a seven-song EP available on iTunes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the first song, what was the first single that you put out?
My very first single that I put out was Paula.
Paula,
it was
yes.
Called Paula, yes. Yeah.
Now, when did people now wake up to you, to your sound, your vibe?
They woke up after Mojito.
Yeah.
After I dropped Mojito, then people were like, whoa, okay, who is this? Who's this chick? Like, you know, and then, then everything just started.
How long have you been doing this for?
Rapping since 2014, actually.
Yeah.
Actively rap since 2014. Before that, though, I used to make hip-hop beats and kind of, like, you know, closet rap to myself, like, just write some rhymes and rap to myself. And then the courage to actually do it was, like, in 2014.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So have you worked with anyone in particular on your EP?
On my EP, yes, I've got Reason and Ginger Trill.
Okay.
On the Mojito remix, and that's about the only features that I have. But in terms of works that I've done with other people, I have worked with Reason quite a bit. I mean, you know, I'm on his last album, and yeah, looking forward to doing some more work with him in the future. Yeah.
Plans for an album? Is there going to be an album?
Yes, definitely. It's definitely going to be an album. But I think I just want to push the EP. I want to max it out. because I feel like some of the songs, they are really dope, and I just want to give it a chance.
Okay.
And then after that, it'll also give me time to build like a proper fan base where people
yeah.
really know who I am, and then drop an album. There's no point dropping an album if no one's going to listen to it, you know what I'm saying?
So what is your vibe? Like, what's your edge? What do you think gives you the edge over everyone else? Why do you think that people are singling you out of everyone else that's making music right now?
I think purely because of the trappy sound, because I think apart from myself and Rouge, there isn't really another female MC in mainstream who's like trapping.
Yeah.
Not saying that's my particular sound, but that's the sound I'm foxing with right now.
Yeah.
You know. I think as well, just my voice. I mean, Vigi did say once that my voice has there's that distinct thing about it. You know, and the fact that I sing, that I actually can sing. It's not auto-tune, it's singing.
I like that. We're hanging out with BK. When we come back, she's going to sing for us.
Yay.
All right, hanging out with BK in the studio.
Yeah.
Jamming to her sounds, man. This is interesting. Take me through the process, the creative process for you when you're in the studio. How do you end up with something like this?
I work exclusively with my younger brother. He makes all my beats. So we have a very cool understanding relationship where, you know, I come home sometimes and he's cooked up some beats because he sits at home and makes beats the whole day.
Okay.
And then he's made some stuff and I'll be like, yo, let me hear. And then he'll play it. And then when he plays it, I'm like, yo, I'm jumping on this. I want this. And then immediately just start writing, you know, just start writing. Sometimes it takes over 2 days because sometimes I'll write something and leave it half and then just go back to it the next day just to hear what I did and finish it off. But generally I do everything in like as soon as I bond with the beat, that's it. We kill
it. You start working. All right, cool. So one of the things you do is sing.
Yeah.
Our job is to showcase that side of you here.
Yeah.
I've got Bafana on keys. I've got Junior on keys. Gentlemen, are you good? All right. So let's see what they're working with.
Ooh. This is nice. So you want me to do something on this?
Yeah.
Oh, baby, Miss Honey, she thinks she got your back. She got a backpack with a shovel in it, holla back, yo. Miss Honey, think you got your back. She got a backpack with a shovel in it, holla back, yo. Miss Honey, think she got your back. She got a backpack with a shovel in it, holla back, yo. Miss Honey, think she got your back. She got a backpack with a shovel in it. Hey, brother, listen, brother. I don't mean to bitch, no, I don't mean to be a bother. Yes, she's nice and yes, you like her, but is she worth all the beef you buy to start up? Used to be with somebody else, dropped him like this cause your pockets are swell. You don't need by the threatin', but I can tell when you turn him inside out, she gonna leave you as well. Miss Honey thinks she got your back. She got a backpack with a shovel in it, holla back, yo. Miss Honey thinks she got your back. She got a backpack with a shovel in, holla back, yo. Miss Honey thinks she got your back. She got a backpack with a shovel in it, holla back, yo. Miss Honey thinks she got your back. She got a backpack with a shovel in it, holla back. Holla back, holla back, holla back, yo.
Switch it up.
It's O'Neill Africa on Cliff Central. Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Please.
Show us some love. It's all about music. Now get your hands up. Show us some love. It's all about the music. Music. Music feeds my soul. Feeds me, makes me whole. Music, music makes me wanna lose control. Wanna lose control. Two-way, two-step and slide. Move it all around, cause you don't know how to hide it. You're feeling it, it's moving through you. It's pumping, oh. Put your hands up like this. Put them on your head. Then bump to the keys. Bump to the keys. Now put your hands up like this. Put them on your head. Then bump to the keys. Oh, bump to the keys. Get your hands up. Show us some love. It's all about music. Is that cool?
Why are you stopping? You can't stop.
You guys
making
me
it's
work.
It's too much.
I got a
flu
in Earth Day.
Oh man, that sounds so good.
Thank you.
Can you please record that?
Yeah. I actually have. It's one of my old stuff because before the rap stuff, I used to be part of like, it was my own band, but I played with the live band.
Okay.
And I used to sing, you know, ballady, jazzy type stuff, you know, before the hip hop transition. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's like some of my old stuff.
Is there anything that you remember that you used to sing that people like really loved?
It was a very depressing song that
what's
people loved. It was called I Can Make You Love Me.
Did you write it?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I wrote it.
We want to hear it. Yeah, so she's going to depress us just now. You guys, so you pay attention and then you follow what she's singing, right? Cool. We've got BK in the studio. Don't move.
It's O'Neill Africa on Clip Central.
All right, cool. So, yeah, so here we go.
Okay, so basically, it's a 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Mmm. Ba-dum, dum, dum, ba-dum, dum, 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 ba-dum, dum, 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 ba-dum, yeah, yeah, three broken ribs, a blue eye, busted lip. It's all I got from him. I never did nothing right. Except, oh. Are you guys getting it? No. By the way, I just need to say the song is not about me. Most of the songs that I write are either, you know, stories that happened to touch me at the time, or, you know, something that happened to somebody that I know. This is not about me. I don't want you guys thinking I'm in an abusive relationship. I am not. I can hold my own.
So now we really want to pay attention. Everybody get your recorders out. We're about to capture this moment. BK, ladies and gentlemen.
Broken ribs, a blue eye, busted lip, it's all I got from him. And I never did nothing right, except if I was gyrating my hips on top of him, yeah. Now you wanna stand there and tell me that it's over. Now you wanna stand there and tell me you don't love me anymore.
I got news for you, I can make you love me. I just need a chance to try. And I can make you love me. I just need a chance to give it a go. And you might think that I'm a fool for being in love with someone like you. And you might think that I won't do what my heart tells me to do. I can make you love me. Need a chance to try. Sit down, baby. Sit down, baby. Sit down. Where'd you think you're going, baby? She's got to get that time. Where you going, baby? Sit down. Three broken ribs, blue eyes, busted lips. I don't know what's happening with the keys, y'all. I ain't even playing the right song.
That's fine. Listen, thank you very much for doing this with us. Wow.
Yeah.
Are you okay, BK? Are you okay?
I'm okay. I'm okay.
Blink twice. Say. Blink twice if you're in trouble.
No. No, I'm not in trouble. I'm okay.
Man, listen, you're a joy to do this with. So the EP is finally out.
Yes,
what is the name of the EP?
It's called Dafego. I decided to dedicate it to my dad. My dad's nickname was Dafego. So, yeah, because he contributed in the music industry. So I was like, you know what? He was part of the inspiration that got me to pursue this path of music. Yeah. You know,
Listen, much appreciated and all the best to you. I think if you maintain your trajectory, if you maintain your standard,
yeah,
I think you are, the industry needs somebody like you right now.
Yeah,
you know, the sound is just so fresh.
Yeah,
it's something that I think radio needs that across board. We're beginning to hear everything that sounds the same.
Yeah,
and for me, the first time I heard it, I mean, the first song I heard, I think it was Know That.
Yeah,
I honestly couldn't believe, like, it was so beautiful when I was listening to it. It was so appealing and pleasant to the ear.
Yeah.
So, please keep it. Keep the sound, please.
I plan to stick with words.
Yes.
You know,
I'm here pleading. Pleading. We need at least one person who is just, who's got substance for us.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for doing this with us.
Thank you so much.
Come back once the EP, once you've pushed it hard enough, and if you want to do this again, the door is always open, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Cool stuff. Listen, this is yet another exciting show that we just did. In the bag. A big shout out going out to Bafana on keys. Shout out to Junior. We managed to do it. We were trying two keyboards at the same time, and it seems this is something that we're going to try again in the future. Big shout out to everyone that put the show together. And a shout out to Kat. She made me give her a shout out, even though she's not here. Otherwise, I'm out tonight at level 3. It's yet another installment of Why Not. I'll be there from 8 p.m. My set begins at 9. Otherwise, I'll catch you or catch me on social media. My handle is O'Neill Africa across board. How do people get in touch with you, BK?
It's at strictly BK across everything. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat.
It's BK.
Strictly BK.
Oh, strictly BK.
Yeah, strictly BK, one word.
Okay, so across board.
Yeah.
So, yeah, links to your music obviously available.
They're available on my Instagram. I'm also on Twitter. I've been tweeting quite a bit with the links to the EP.
Okay.
For if you just want to stream Know That and you just want to hear it in Mojito, they are on my SoundCloud page. Go and stream it. Guys, please don't go and bootleg my shit. Like, yo, buy that shit, yo. Buy that shit.
All right, man. So catch you guys on social media. Remember, everything will be available as a podcast, so you have an opportunity to own everything you heard here today. Please download it and share it with your friends. Here's Speedstar, Mayo. What a song.
This is CliffCentral.com.